Igor Larionov, the agent for Nel Yakupov, joins us now. Igor, first of all, thanks for doing this. Much appreciated with your time. Just so we're all on the same page, it is true that your client has asked for a trade from the Edmonton Oilers.
It's not exactly the same, but I heard the last 20 seconds of that hockey sense of that playing with Connor McDavid on the right-hand side. That's what I was let me step back and agree with what's been said a few seconds ago. So that's what I'm trying to help this young man, to be in the right place with the right players for the last 4 years, actually 4 years. Yeah. So the demand of the trade it's not exactly the same. So I spent a lot of time with Peter Chiarelli, a lot of respect for him, and we kept everything professional and quiet. And I spoke to Todd McLellan. We're trying to help and how to move Nail and to the right direction and the right kind of how to get him playing and deliver points be solid in a consistent level every single game. So and that kind of was a conversation before deadline. So we're trying to see what's available for him to get a fresh start. So and to talk about that. So Nail loves the city of Edmonton. He loves the fans, and obviously he would like to stay there. But I guess at some point, he needs some fresh start and fresh air to move on.
So just to cut to the chase, do you expect Nail Yakupov to be a member of the Edmonton Oilers for next season?
Well, you know what? It's not in my hands, but I guess it's been in talk before deadline. So they're trying to find a spot. They're trying to find a new team, and I ask for permission to talk to a couple of other teams, and I did actually talk, and we've been talking, and a few other teams kind of show some interest, and I guess that the last say goes to Edmonton. So now it's obviously Nail would like to stay, and he said from the beginning, so he wants to play there, he wants to finish his career there, and it's all up to management. So, but at the same time, you want to keep the player happy in the right spot, because I've been five coaches, and as he said on the interview, and all different ideas, and for the young man, it's a little bit too much. So, and obviously, he needs to be guided by the skilled center. So that's very important to the young player to play with somebody who can deliver the pucks and obviously use his strength. And Nail in his side, so he's a good boy, he's a good kid, and he's hardworking, and he's also going to get it back on his defensive play. So that's it's a win-win situation when you put a player like that with a smart playmaking center.
How many teams did you talk to, Igor, and how many expressed interest?
How many teams? Well, it's I would say about maybe 6 to 7 teams we talk about it. But at the end of the day, Edmonton has to make a decision and who they're going to get in return. So that's it's out of my hand. And obviously, you're trying to get Nail, to be and to be happy and to play and score some goals and enjoy the game. So because he's been enjoying really very much after the after deadline. So and hopefully, we kind of postponed the kind of conversation. Talking about that until the summertime when the summer starts and the draft. So it could be maybe more options and more possibilities and opportunities to find him a right spot or, to use him, to play him another year, but it's got to be a consistent kind of level of the player in the middle. So obviously mm-hmm. they got some talented players in the middle. So McDavid is number one, obviously, and Nugent Hopkins and Drysdale. So there's three skilled guys, but, he's got to be playing with them.
From a player point of view, Igor, we're speaking with Igor Larionov, representation for Nail Yakupov. From a playing point of view, does he work better with a center, right shot center or left shot center, and does it even matter?
You know what? It's hard to say. There's three centers in Edmonton, all of them left-handed. So
yeah.
I'm talking about offense. Mark Letestu is kind of a role player, so he's kind of a defensive specialist, face-offs and PK. He's not creative guy, so you need somebody who can pack the puck, who can make something, who can make a room, who can make the last decision when the player got such a great speed and use him on that kind of in neutral zone when he goes to the area when he's going to get the puck. So that, to me, like when I watch him this season, and when I see him and Mac, like, you know, Connor McDavid, he's a fast player. He's a fast mind, fast, like everything like he's doing, like he's very, very quick on the kind of decision making on the fly. So, and to me, like when I saw him play with that Nail in the, like you guys say, like about 10 games or 11 games before he got hurt. So I knew he would actually on the same kind of page with McDavid, because, you know, you got to be like in the same kind of like a step with the Connor, because, you know, he's also, you know, he's also just kind of trying to buy some time and space. He's doing that at a high speed and going like through the neutral zone, and he needs somebody who has been fast and goes to the areas when he can make the final pass there to leading to the scoring chance. That's what I was kind of thinking about, right-handed or left-handed, but it's got to be quick-minded and also and a quick in terms of speed, like a creative center. So it's just only one in Edmonton. It's
It certainly was. Those 10 games, there was, I really do think there was a belief even within the organization that if they could stay together and stay healthy, then they were a pretty good combination. You talked earlier, Igor, about how good Peter Chiarelli was and how you were able to maintain some level of silence with these discussions so that it didn't compromise anything. So why did Nail do the interview this week?
I can tell you why. It's not about like talking about Edmonton. So there is like very like high respectful newspaper in Russia. So it's Sports Express, and that interview was not about Edmonton Oilers. That interview was about like a reflection of his years in North America, his thoughts about like playing for national team in the World Championships in Moscow and the World Cup, and his time in Edmonton. So it's not about like Edmonton. So that's to me like it's a I know the guy, so he's well known. The guy who's doing the interview, so, and he's well known in a world of sports in Russia, doing great stuff. Like, and a very knowledgeable guy. And there's no like controversy about like telling this like all about like to kind of demand or something, like humiliate or like point fingers on Edmonton. So no, they thought about that. So Nail was talking about a lot of different things, and I really like. You know, because in Russia, so you kind of when you talk to the media, so there's a big article, so you have to kind of express yourself. And then I let my players like to talk from the heart. You know, sometimes you maybe like kind of not crossing the line, but at least like you can express what you see, because he's 22 years old, he's got like 4 years in North America, and he's been around, he's been bounced around, and for me, like it was for him like a just, you know what. You know, I can't really put the cap on you, so again, just go ahead and talk what you feel. Mm-hmm. And if you guys feel like something was kind of like a little bit saying too much or he went too far, and I don't think so. So this is kind of expression of a young man who loves the game, who loves to be like to help any given team or any given second, any given day, and to do his best for the club, you know, for the city, for the fans. That's what it's all about.
So just to circle back, Igor, is this in any way fixable with the Oilers, or are you of the mind that he has to move on?
It's obviously, it's, you know, I know Nail. So Nail is coming to Edmonton like late July, you know, instead of staying back home like everybody else, like let's say Ovechkin, Malkin, Datsyuk, they're staying until September. So Nail is coming to Edmonton. Like, you know, he loves to be there. He likes to, like, to train. He likes to like, be in the city. He likes to go to the different places. Like to spend some time with the kids of Edmonton. You know, give some, like, charity work, you know, in the city. So he likes to be there. But he wants to be – I want him to be appreciated, like, what he's been doing. That's what my point, like, for him, like – and he would like to stay there, as I said before, like, for many, many years. That was the goal for him to stay. You know, he said, this city – like, I love it the most, like, you know, traveling to L.A., travel to New York, travel to Detroit, or any great cities in the States, in Chicago, in Canada. So he loves Edmonton. It's kind of like smaller, city among, like, all those, like, big cities in the NHL. But he came from, like, small town also from in Russia. So he loves Edmonton, mm-hmm. You know. And that's it's all up, like, to organizations. So I know, like, when they draft him, Daryl Katz, the owner of Oilers, he loves them, you know, and that's what the whole idea was, like, for him to be like a one of the dynasty players, like Gretzky, Messier, and Curry, and Paul Coffey, and Kevin Lowe, and Grant Fuhr, and those guys. That's what it was like all about. Like, and I told Neil, you're going to have a great time because you guys, this team is going to be good, and you're going to be part of that kind of like a team and success for many, many years. And just like do your work, like play hard every night, and like, you know, things are going to happen.
You know, Igor, you were one of the greatest players I ever saw play the game. They called you the professor. You're a smart player. You knew what to do. You knew where your teammates were supposed to go. When you watch Nail, do you get as frustrated as Oiler fans when he doesn't go as much north-south and he goes too much east-west?
You know what? It's you're trying to find your way. You know, you're trying to find your way. So when Nail got to Edmonton, when I spoke to Ralph Kruger, his coach of the first year, I spoke to Ralph at the World Championships in Finland. So he was actually, like, before he was getting the job as a head coach. And I spoke to Ralph, and we talked about him, if Nail going to be end up like in Edmonton. So he said, I don't care how old is he, you know, this kid. He's going to play a lot of minutes, like in the power play, 5-on-5 at the end of the games, you know. And, you know, you need some trust. You need some trust, a little bit of kind of like you're still going to make some mistakes. And when you got five coaches and you got like some different ideas every time, so you can be confused. Like, you know, you are like a 20 years old guy. It's a lot of stuff. You know, it's obviously not just him. It's Taylor Hall and Nuch and Eberle and Drysdale. I'm not trying to say about him. But I've been going through this experience with Pavel Bure in Vancouver. So when he came and he was actually also trying to score in the first four or five games, couldn't do anything. He was actually telling me, I think I'm going to be sent down to minors because, you know, I'm not scoring any goals. But that time I was playing with Jeff Cortnell and Trevor Linden, and we had a great first unit scoring goals. And as soon as we lost a couple of games, Pat Quinn put Pavel and with me and Greg Adams. And we played the whole the rest of the year because you need somebody who can guide the young player. You need somebody who can help him to find his niche and play his game. That's what Nail sometimes confused because he's been bouncing around too much. You know, that's what to me obviously as a played a lot, and I know same thing with Datsyuk goes to Detroit. Same thing, you know, same thing. So if Datsyuk would be restricted to do some his fun stuff, you know, we would never get Datsyuk. Like today, he will be playing back home in the KHL, you know. But the team, these teams, they know, they see, of the young player coming in. So you got to have some patience. You got to have some, tolerance of a player going to make some mistakes, going to do some, sometimes foolish stuff. But, you know, but the age of the player is not mature yet. So that's what you, it's kind of fine line when you can, guide this player to the certain area and get most of them, you know, to this player to perform and score the goals and just encourage them. And obviously there's, you can adjust his game a little bit, but don't try to do overcoach the player.